Hi, and welcome to another PeopleWantToKnow.com business series.
Today I would like to introduce you to Francine Ward. She's an attorney, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, and an author. Her latest book is entitled 52 Weeks of Esteemable Ads, A Guide to Right Living. Hi, Francine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for the invitation to join you.
Francine, I did a lot of research on you. After you talked to a lot of people about self-esteem. What do you mean by the phrase self-esteem, and how do they incorporate into esteemable acts?
Well, I think that the concept of self-esteem is basically how you view yourself. I have a unique way of defining self-esteem, different from most people. And how I define it is that self-esteem is the ability to clearly see ourselves as we really are. And when a need becomes apparent, the willingness to do something about it. That's what I believe self-esteem is.
Okay. Most people are listening to this audio are business owners.
Mm-hmm.
They take a lot of self-esteem, a lot of motivation to become a business owner. What gives people the courage to step out?
Well, I can only speak for myself, Bobby. I think what ultimately made me want to go into business for myself was not even thinking that I could do it, but it was that I had a desire to, I had this dream. You know, I really wanted to serve the world in a bigger way. I wanted to do something beyond the practice of law, and I didn't want to be an employee anymore. You know, if you really want to know the truth, I just got sick and tired of going to work being, you know, someone else's employee. And I started to realize that I could actually do something on my own if I was willing to walk through my fear, and indeed, that's what it took for me. Because I was so scared. I had never done anything other than work for anyone all my life. I was always an employee. And the idea of going on my own, of taking a risk, of trying something new was so scary. But my desire to want to have a business of my own was greater than my fear. So it ultimately had to happen for me.
How important do you think it is for goal setting for somebody to achieve a goal or to overcome their fear?
Well, I think goal setting is really critical, but honestly, I think there were some other things that were more important in the beginning. I think for me, it was really about creating a mental change before anything else. I had to stop saying to myself that I couldn't. You know, I used to hear other people's voices in my head say, you can't, you can't, you can't. And I think all my life I always had people tell me you can't, you couldn't, you know, who do you think you are? I remember even when I first decided to go back to school to become a lawyer, I mean, I have a very colorful history, you know, and it took me a long time to be able to acknowledge it and get past it. But my history, I have a history of drug addiction, alcoholism, you know, I lived a pretty sordid life during my younger years. And I had a lot of people who wouldn't let me forget that. When I decided I wanted to become a lawyer, they said to me, who do you think you are? You pay lawyers. Who do you think you are to think you can be one? And it was the same kind of thing I had to deal with when I decided to stop practicing law and go into business for myself. People said to me, who do you think you are? You know, you can't do that. And so really working against those demons in my brain, really having the courage to say, thank you for sharing, to the committee that was going on between my ears and just keep on moving was the first step for me. I had to be willing to not let other people define who I was. I think after that, then the actual goal setting step was really critical. I had to have the courage to really identify what the vision was. What did I want to do with my life? And I discovered early that I wanted to speak professionally. I didn't know how it was going to look, but I knew I wanted to do something where I got to impart whatever information I had to help other people change their lives. I'm a big believer in breaking things into baby steps, writing things down. Those are just some of the tools I use, but they were among the things that helped me in going from not having a business to ultimately having a business that's sustainable.
So do you believe people can change their lives on their own?
Do I believe people can change their lives on their own?
Yes.
Well, I think anything's possible, but I think, honestly, in my experience, I think very few of us do it on our own. You know, I think sometimes we like to think we do it all alone. You know, had you asked me a few years ago, after I had turned my life around, when I stopped drinking, when I stopped using drugs, and when I went back to school, had you asked me, had I done it on my own, I would have proudly and boldly said to you, I did it all by myself. Yep, I picked myself up by my bootstraps and I did it all by myself. But the truth is, Bobby, that wasn't true. And it has taken years for me to really get clear on the fact that without the help of people who cared about me along the way, I would not be where I am today. Whether it was mentors, whether it was teachers who believed in me, whether it was, you know, family, but there was always someone along the path who helped me get to the next place, and then someone else helped me get to another place. But, yeah, I mean, perhaps there are some people who do it alone, but I think for the most part, for most of us, it takes a village.
You have a book out called Sustainable Ads, and if somebody was to pick up the book and read it, what would they get from it?
Well, I actually have three books. Two of them are about esteemable acts, and one's about copyrights and trademarks. But the books with regard to esteemable acts, both of those books really touch on specific action steps a person can take to change the way they feel about themselves. You know, in our culture, when it comes to self-esteem, people are very quick to say, stand in the mirror and repeat mantras. Keep telling yourself how great you are, and eventually you'll think you're great. Well, I don't buy that, and I think the truth is most of us don't buy it, because you can practice that all you want, but if your behavior doesn't match your words, you're not going to feel any better about yourself than you did when you started out. So I believe the key to changing how we feel about ourselves is changing our behavior. And so esteemable acts is a concept that really focuses on the action, not the thinking, not the feeling, not the believing, but the action steps that we can take to develop real and lasting self-esteem.
You mentioned a book on trademarks and law.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to trademark your logo or your slogan for a business owner?
I think, and this just jumps into a whole nother arena, but I will just say briefly with regard to protecting any of your intellectual property. And I think business owners in particular need to be very mindful of not only creating a lot of stuff, because today, you know, we have a lot of people telling us how to create marketing materials and how to create stuff to sell. But you can create all you want, but if you don't learn how to protect it, you're going to lose it. So intellectual property, which is my area specialty of law, really talks about how do you protect all that wonderful stuff you create, whether it's how to protect your website, you know, the content of your website. How do you protect your speeches? How do you protect your books and your articles? You know, how do you protect any of those things that you create? So absolutely, I think business owners need to be very mindful of what they create and how to protect what they create. At the same time, I think they need to be aware of how to avoid being sued for infringement because they've stepped on the toes of someone else's, you know, intellectual property, if you will.
Okay. And a couple of sentences, how would you explain the difference between copyright and trademark?
Well, briefly, a copyright is a legal form of protection that protects an original work of art or authorship that's been reduced to a tangible form. That's what a copyright is. And so some of the examples of copyrights are, again, books, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, articles, website content, software, marketing materials, brochures, things of that nature. Those are protected by copyright. So it's the original work reduced to a tangible form. A trademark, on the other hand, is what we call a source identifier. So all that simply means is the trademark is the thing that identifies one company or one entity from another. I'll give you a perfect example. When you think about or when you see the Golden Arches, what do you think about?
McDonald's.
Immediately. You didn't even have to think about that because that's such a powerful trademark. You know when you see those Golden Arches, you think of McDonald's. Well, that's the power of a trademark. If it's used correctly and if it's protected correctly and monitored, then it becomes a very powerful, lucrative form of branding for your company. That's the difference between a trademark and a copyright. One identifies the source, and the other protects the content, if you will, of some creation.
That's some very good information.
Well, in the new book that I just put out, actually it's a multimedia kit. It's called The Staying Legal Guide to Copyrights and Trademarks. That gives some really good, useful, basic information to business owners who might not have a lot of money to go spend on a lawyer or to go take a course. So something like this, it's a self-directed study guide, and it also sends them to, like, forms and things. But it's a really good place to start. Really good, useful, basic information about both copyrights and trademarks. And that's The Staying Legal Guide to Copyrights and Trademarks.
And where can they pick up this media kit or media book?
www.stayinglegalguide.com.
You got this article about how to get six-figure advances from New York Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that training program that you did?
How to get, you mean the one that I did on how to get a six-figure deal from a New York publisher?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something that I also have in a CD format and a DVD format. And basically, it's some of the tips that I have found that were very useful in me getting a six-figure deal from my first book from Random House. And one of the things I'll just say off the bat that was critical is I got a great agent, because without her, there is no way in the world I would have been able to get that deal. So if I had to pick one of the strategies out of all of the strategies that I talk about in how to get a six-figure deal from a New York publisher, probably the most important thing would be to get a really good agent. Another tip was to really write a great proposal. But there are lots of other tips in there, but those are two of the ones that I talk about. Getting a good agent and writing a good proposal.
Okay. You talked about a lot of good things that business owners can use. If they wanted to hire you for like a motivational speech or a keynote speaker, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
They can actually go to www.francineward.com, FrancineWard.com, and there's a booking form on my website where they could contact me or my booking agent about speaking at an event. And also on my website, there's a schedule of where I am around the country at different times. So there are ways to get a hold of me. There's also a speaker packet on my website, information for someone who might be interested in hiring me.
Any final thoughts that you would like to tell our audience? Or
I think more than anything else, what I'd like to say is don't give up. You know, if you've got a dream, go for it. It's easy to have people in life that will try to pull us down and discourage us from doing what we really want to do. And sometimes the obstacles won't even come in the form of a person. Sometimes the obstacles that we'll face will be, maybe we'll make a mistake, a really big mistake, and we might think, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Or maybe we might fail a test. Like, you know, before I became a lawyer, I failed the bar many, many times before I actually passed. My advice is not to let the obstacles stop you from going for your dream. Find the courage. Find the information. Do whatever you need to do to get past the obstacles so you can achieve the things that you really want to achieve in life.
I totally agree. I really thank you for doing this interview.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.